Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Tes Vav. We left off at the Mishnah on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding up the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenagu Limkor Behema Dakal of the Chavim Mochrin. So we're already in the series of Mishnahs that discuss things that in general you're allowed to or not allowed to sell to of the Chavim. We've already discussed certain times of year around their holiday times. Now we're discussing generally things that one is not allowed to sell to of the Chavim. So the Mishnah says that there's one halach that's Talion Minhag. When it comes to selling a Behema Daka, small animals, to of the kochavim. So if the minag is in that makom that you do sell, so then you could sell makom shenagu shalodim karein mochrin. But if the minag is in that location that we don't sell small animals to of the kochavim, then we don't sell. What would be the reason not to? What would be the reason for such a minhag not to sell small animals to of the kochavim? So Rashi says right off the bat, makom shenagu limkar behema daka kogon makom shlo nechshedu al ravia. A place where the minag is to sell means that the of the kochavim in that location are not chashed on Raviyah. They're not chashed to sleep with their animals. They're not chashed to be engaged in bestiality. So that's why you would sell. And obviously what you see from Rashi is that in those places where the minag was not to sell, it was because there were concerns of bestiality. There were concerns that you're going to be machshil the guy in sleeping with the animal. Now if you look at Tosfos, where Makom Shenagu Shalolim Karein Mochrin, he also points out Perish Mishum Chashash Raviyah. But why is it your problem if the guy is engaging in bestiality? Va'avar lifnei iver, it's going to be your violation of lifnei iver lo sitein michshal if you provide the guy with the animal who he's going to sleep with. So Tosfos points out, midelo maflik hacha bein islei behema bein leslei behema. Isn't there a very important rule in lifnei iver that it's only a problem of lifnei iver daraisa if you are providing him with the opportunity to do the avera, and absent your role, he wouldn't even have had the opportunity to do the avera? Isn't that the only case where it's lifnei iver daraisa? But if he had the opportunity even without you, it would only be misayei lidei over averi midrabanan. Why doesn't our Mishnah make that distinction? If he already has another animal that he could sleep with, so then you providing him with the animal shouldn't be lifnei iver. Alma mashma dafi luislei lo v'chavim behem achrita aser. The implication for the Mishnah is that even if he has another animal, it's still lifnei iver for you to give him this animal. V'kasha la rav rabbeinu alchanan maishna midalel. Why should this be any different than what we said about a week ago? Gabi tekroves di yisle l'didei behema shari l'lishon d'lifnei iver. V'achachai meloso lishna k'depricious. We're assuming, like the opinion that we said before, that the reason you're not allowed to give him an animal close to the time of his holidays because it's a lifnei iver that he's going to go and use it for avodah zarah. But we said that if it's a lifnei iver issue and he has other animals, then it's not going to be a lifnei iver problem anymore. So why over here is it different? Why over here do we not distinguish between whether he has another animal or doesn't have another animal? Answers tells us the tears have been new to the shiny revia shumisava l'kol behemo behema. So he says we don't look at the isser of bestiality as one general isser. Could he do bestiality without you? No, we look at each animal that he could sleep with as a separate isser. Yes, he could have done bestiality without my giving him an animal, but he couldn't have done it with this animal. He would have done it with another animal, meaning there's no a limited number of times that he can do the isser. He could do the isser with any number of animals, any number of times. So I'm providing him with the opportunity to do the isser in a unique way that he would not have been able to do it without me. So that's not called Misayel de'over ever midrabanan, and that would be, in fact, Livnei Iver da'oraisa. But when it comes to Karbanos, interestingly, we assume that if he has, and he's only going to bring one Karban to the Avodah Zarah, so if he has an animal that he could have been Makriv, I provide him with a different animal, so that's not Livnei Iver, he could have been Makriv an animal anyway. We're not going to distinguish between each and every animal, because it's not a taiva to bring a Karban. So there's no special charm that one animal has that the other one doesn't. But when you're dealing with the taiva of Arai, we assume, even though it's hard to fathom exactly what this is, we assume that there's a different taiva for one animal over the other. I guess similar to people, that you'll have a taiva for one woman versus a taiva for another woman. Says the Mishnah Vayit, Ubekal makom ein mochon lembe magasa. But no matter where you are, we don't sell a behema gasa to an avikavim, a large animal to an avikavim, and Rashi points out mipreisha miyuchedes lemalacha v'also behem to malacha b'shabbes, because a behema gasa is meant to do work, and he's going to end up working with your animal on Shabbos. If you sell him a behema gasa, he's going to do work with that animal on Shabbos. It's going to be a violation of some Shabbos halacha. We'll see shvisas behema pashtos when he does malacha with your behema on Shabbos. Now the obvious issue the Gemara is going to deal with is that's great if it's still your animal, but you're selling it to him. So isn't it his animal now? He's not mechuyev to rest his animals on Shabbos. So we'll get to that soon. Agolim usyachim shleim shvurin. You're not allowed to sell him calves or young donkeys, whether they have broken limbs or they don't have any broken limbs. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If it has a broken limb, then you're allowed to sell it. Ben b'seira matir b'sus. And Ben b'seira says you're allowed to sell him a horse. Why is a horse different than any other animal? So Rashi points out because a horse primarily is used for riding, and since riding itself is only a shvus, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, it's not really a malacha. Because the halacha is chai noseis atzmo, meaning it's not a malacha, in terms of shvisas behema, the behema is not doing a malacha when it carries a person on its back, because when it's if it were carrying a burden on its back, so the behema is doing a malacha. But carrying a person on its back, we have a concept called a chai noseis atzmo. A human being is considered to be holding themselves, and therefore it's only a shvus. It would not be considered a real iser, a real malacha that the animal is doing for you. So then we're not so concerned that you can't sell it to him, lest you come to lend it to him, and it's still going to be your animal, and he's going to be doing, and the animal's going to be doing malacha. No, it's not really called malacha anyway, since it's only used for riding. It's only a shvus. Okay, says the Gemara, Lameimer di Yisur Alekam in Hagu Adika. Do you mean to tell me when it comes to the behema daka, it's all about minhag? There's no iser to sell the behema daka to a guy. Hecha dinoig iser noig, hecha dinoig heter noig, that wherever the minhag is to say it's asr, wherever the minhag is that it's mutter, uramin hi ein mamid behema pundakoshal of the chavimne shechashudin al revia. But we have a statement in Tanaim that you're not allowed to leave an animal overnight by Ovdei Kochavim because we're concerned that they're involved in bestiality. Makes it sound like it's not a minhag issue, it doesn't depend on time or place, sounds like it's just a direct issue that it's always a problem. Answers Gemara, Amar Rav, Makom she'itiru limkar, itiru liyachid. Makom she'asru liyachid, asru limkar. No, that doesn't mean to say it's always a problem. When it says you're not allowed to leave an animal be yichud with a guy, it's talking about in those places where you're not allowed to sell the animal to a guy, you're also not allowed to leave the animal be yichud with a guy. If you look at Rashi, makom shasul yachid keduktani ein mamidin mayri b'makom shechashudin ala ravia. That whole mishnah happens to be only talking about a case where the guy where they're chashud on bestiality. Shemin haga mekach ulaficha chasurim limkar v'akol halichachar minug. But certainly that also relates to minug, even though it seems to say it as a more definitive statement. It's also only referring to those places where bestiality is going to be a concern. Rav Lazar Omer, Af b'makom sha'asru liyachid mutar limkar. Rav Lazar says, no, even where it's usher to leave an Ovid Kochavim, to have yichud with the animal, it's still mutter to sell it to the Ovid Kochavim. Why? Meaning, apparently, we're concerned about Ravia to such an extent that we're not going to allow an Ovid Kochavim to have yichud with my animal, but I'm not so concerned with Ravia if I give the animal or I sell the animal to the Ovid Kochavim. What should be the chilek? If we're concerned for Ravia, we should be concerned for Ravia in either case. My taima, Ovid Kochavim chasal behemto shlo teaker. The difference is, an Ovid Kochavim may be choshesh that he's going to be involved in bestiality, but that's only with other people's animals. He's never going to do it to his own animal, because if he does it to his own animal, it's going to do irreparable harm to the animal's system, and the animal's not going to be able to reproduce. And when you own animals, you want them to be able to reproduce. Probably particularly when you own animals and you enjoy bestiality, you want them to be able to reproduce. But whatever it is, you're going to want the animal to be able to reproduce, and he's never going to try to ruin his own animal that way. Va'af Rav Hadar Bey, Dam Rav Tachlif Am Rav Shila Baravimi, Mishmei De Rav, Ovicham Chasal Behem Toshlo Teaker. And Rav ultimately admitted that Reb Lazar's answer is more correct, that it's not the issue of yichud for an Ovid Kochavim with a behema is not 100% tali on the issue of mechira, like Rav wanted to suggest. Rather, sometimes we're going to aser, we're gonna aser yichud and be matir mechira. There are some places where yichud is gonna be aser because if it's yichud with my animal, he may be roveya my animal, but when it comes to mechira, I don't have to worry that he's gonna do anything because then it's his animal. This idea that Rav Hadar Be'Me'ahi, so the Rav Ram Ben Arambam writes in the tshuva that one might think that when Amorayim change their minds, it's a sign of weakness. It shows that they didn't really know what they were talking about in the first place. Rav Ram Ben Arambam says you should realize that the opposite is true. Al yichashev echon michachmei Yisrael shiyidbak bo gnai kishu chozer misvarish and esbarishi b'teila. Don't think it's a gnai when one of the Amorayim, when one of the Chachmei Yisrael backtracks on an idea that he held originally. Ela hagnai hu lahachzik b'taos. So the gnai would be the opposite, to insist that you know the truth, to insist that you've got it right, even after the truth has been revealed, and you know that that you've got it wrong. That's the ultimate gnai. Right, that's what we said over from Rav Gifter. Rabbi Palm told me in the name of Rav Gifter that on the Gemara of Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaMsuni, that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that he darshan that Kol Esen Shabbatorah, until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he couldn't darshan it. He had no way to darshan Es Hashem Elokecha Tira ad Shabbar Rabbi Akiva, and he and Rabbi Akiva showed that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira could be l'rabos tamid chachamim. So the question everyone asked was, why didn't Shimon HaMsuni think of that? He thought of something for every other S in the Torah. So as Rav Gifter said, that once Rabbi Akiva saw that Shimon HaMsuni was willing to be modeh that he was wrong and go back on his life's work of darshaning every S in the Torah, that's where Rabbi Akiva realized the chashivas of a Talmud Chacham. That a Talmud Chacham is someone who's not going to, look, you work on a theory your whole life, you're going to come up with every dachuk teretz you can in order to be able to salvage that theory to show that you weren't incorrect the whole time. But Shimon HaMsuni or Shimon HaTimni refused to do that. Once the emes was niskalsa, then he was going to be moded to the emes. So that's a great chashivus. That's not a gnai in any way. It was such a great chashivus and inspired Rabbi Akiva to say, "Oh, that's a sense of godliness that talmidei chachamim have." Es Hashem Elokei Chatira l'rabos talmidei chachamim. Okay, says the Gemara. Vayter b'kol makom ein rochem behemagasa. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa anywhere to an Ovid Chavim. My taima, what's the concern about selling a behemagasa? Nihid the revia lo chashinan. So granted, we're not worried about revia. We're not worried that the non-Jew is going to commit bestiality with the behemagasa, because that's probably extremely dangerous. But mavid be'melacha chashinan. But we are choshesh that he's going to do melacha with the animal. So frak the Gemara, so what? Isn't that what it's for? V'ne'avid, let him do melacha. Kivin de zavna, kanya. Once you've sold it to him, it's his. He's allowed to do malacha with his own animals. Yes, even on Shabbos. The guy has no iser of Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, kivin dezavna kanya, ve'eino shel Yisrael. It doesn't belong to the Jew anymore. What about lifnei iver? Mishum lifnei iver lo sitin miksha lo kavad debnei no'achlon et stam vol ha-shvisa. It's not lifnei iver because unlike bestiality, which a guy is not allowed to do, it's one of the Shev Mitzvos, Arayos, Shabbos, a guy is not allowed to observe Shabbos. He's chayiv to work on Shabbos. So what would be the problem with giving him the opportunity to work with his own animal on Shabbos? Aval gabe revia lekel meimarachi mishum dahasim kavar lifnei iver lo sitin miksha. By revia, it's lifnei iver lifisha b'nei no'achlon et stam vol ha-revia. Now Rashi says a major comment at the end of this Rashi, almost thrown in as an afterthought, but very major discussion in Shas. The fact that a Jew is not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for him is not because there's a problem with a guy doing malacha. A guy could do malacha for himself all day long on Shabbos, and it's a wonderful thing. We don't have a problem with that. The fact that a Jew is not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha, that's zeu mishum imtso cheftzucha v'daber davar, dibur aser. That's because of the Jew's responsibility to speak in a Shabbistic fashion. And when we speak in a way where we're discussing malachos that we're not allowed to do, that's a violation of Daber Davar. That's basically what Rashi is telling you. The Isra of Amir La'akum, the Isra Drabanan of Amir La'akum, is an Isra Midivrei Kabbalah of Daber Davar. That's where Amir La'akum comes from. Now, Masech HaShabbos and Daf Kufnum Gimel Amar Aleph, Dibra Maskel Mai Taima, Rashi gives a different reason. Rashi says the reason it's Aser for a Jew to tell a Nachri to do a Malach for him is because the Nachri becomes his Shliach. and it's as if the Jew has made the Nachri a shliach, and therefore it's as if the Jew himself has done the malacha on some level. What's the nafkamina? Whether the reason is because of Daber Davar, or the reason is because of shlichus? So a couple of nafkaminas. In the Tshuvas Pnei Mevin, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Aleph, he says one nafkamina is b'makom mitzvah would it be mutter to do amir la'akum? If it's mishum shlichos, so then even b'makom mitzvah it's going to be aser. But if it's mishum daber davar, that dibur chashal Shabbos shouldn't be k'dibur chashal chal, well, we know that b'makom mitzvah, that's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we certainly, the Gemara says in Masechus Ksuvos and elsewhere, that even though lo yeh dibur chashal Shabbos k'dibur chashal chal, b'makom mitzvah, l'shadei chatinokos, l'lamdo sefer, right? All these things we're allowed to discuss. Discuss, even on Shabbos, because b'makom mitzvah you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos. Another nafkamina, the Avnei Nezer writes in Or Chaim Siman Mem Gimel, nafkamina between the two Deos and Rashi, is what if you tell the guy on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos? So if it's a din of shlichus, well, when is he doing it? After Shabbos. So it's kilu, he's your shliach after Shabbos. That's no problem. But if it's a din in daber davar, it's in the speech, it's in what you're telling him. So the isser is right now as you're saying it. The isser is not when he's doing it, so then it should be usher to tell him on Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. Nafkamina would work the other way also, if you tell him before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos. So if it's a din in shlichus, so as long as he's doing it on Shabbos as your shliach, that's a problem. But if it's a din in daber davar, well, your dibur was before Shabbos, and then it's going to be mutter. So that would be, those would be the nafkaminas in Rashi. Now, the idea that Rashi says that he could become your shliach, Rashi Masechta Shabbos, that he could become your shliach, is a little bit difficult, because generally we say, ein shlichus la'akum, that a guy doesn't have the ability to have shlichus. So Rashi writes in Masechta Shabbos Metzia, daf ayin aleph, that mi derabbanon ye shlichus la'akum. Akum l'chumra. That means Rabbanan, we grant a guy the rights of shlichus l'chumra. So this would be such a case where it's l'chumra to say that it's aser for a Jew to ask a non-Jew to do work for him on Shabbos. That's a midrabbanan shlichus that we impose l'chumra. Good. The Chavos Yair writes, when it comes to Amira la Amira, when you tell a Nachri to go tell another Nachri to do a malacha for you, that then it's going to be mutter. And others disagree, and they say that it's usher to do even Amira la Amira. Now, the Chassam Sofer says, it depends. When you say on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. But when you tell him on Shabbos, it's going to be usher. So this may relate to this issue of exactly what the usher is. That if it's a din of shlichos, so maybe on Amira la Amira takes away the problem of shlichus. But what about the problem of dibur? What about the problem of shloye dibur chav Shabbos k'dibur chashal kol? Right, that the way you speak on Shabbos shouldn't be the same way. The way to solve that problem is tell him before Shabbos. So if you tell him before Shabbos to tell another guy to do it on Shabbos, you've solved both problems. You took care of the shlichus because you removed it another step, and we don't give him shlichus to be able to make another shliach, and you've taken away the dibur problem by doing it on Erev Shabbos. This is very nogea lemaisa. I got a shaila Erev, this past Erev Shabbos, someone called me up, fellow Josh Shulman from Lawrence called me up. He said that he's on the phone with a client, and the person asked for overnight delivery on Friday afternoon. So he wanted to know, should he send him the package Friday night, overnight delivery Friday afternoon, that he insists that it gets there on Shabbos. This is exactly that issue. Because when you send a package on Shabbos, what are you doing? Is it Amira la'akum? Well, Pashtus is, it's Amira la'amira. Because the mailman that you give it to is not the mailman that's going to deliver it. It goes to the local post office where nothing has really been done yet. We have an Erev here, it's fine. And then that's going to be given to someone else who's then going to drive it out and be given to someone else who's then going to deliver it. Right? It's a totally different issue. So that's that's the question. This is a major discussion. Mishnah Brura says that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to bring a package to another city if you know that the non-Jew can't reach that location without traveling on Shabbos. So it would seem that it should be also to send overnight deliveries. And in fact, Chalkas Yaakov of Braish writes in his Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Samachay that you're not allowed to send such a delivery because it's Amir La'akum. However, the Machzeh Eliyahu Siman Lamed Zayin says that it's absolutely mutter, and he says based on a number of things. First of all, the non-Jewish postal worker is not only carrying your letter, he's carrying many other things also. When he drives the truck outside beyond the city limits or whatever he's doing, he's not only carrying your item. Yours is just one extra item, so it's Riba Bishurim. And also, when you drop it in the mailbox or at the post office, you're not asking anyone, you're not asking him directly. Like we said, it's only Amira La Amira. Also, the Prima Gadim says that postal workers, they don't work for you, they work for the government, they work for the postal service. You happen to take advantage of that service, but they don't work for you, and maybe therefore it's not called that he's doing the malacha for a Jew, he's doing the malacha for his own bosses. Okay, and that's an issue. The Mishnah Berurah himself, in Shin Zayin, Sivkan Chav Dalid, says that you can rely on the sheet of the Chavis Yari, that Amir da Amir is Mutter, if it's in the case of a Hefsin Meruba. If you're going to have, you're going to lose a deal, it's a serious issue that you don't want to have to be machmir with, you're going to lose out a lot. So he says then you can rely on that view. But stam is a l'chadchila d'kadin, better not to send things overnight from Friday to Shabbos. Okay, so.
But you know the guy's a Jewish mailman.
You know the guy's a Jewish mailman.
Oh, we had that inquisitor that comes to get Shabbos test.
Well, our mailman says Shabbos, but he's not a Jew. I don't know, then it would be different, right? If you know the guy's Jewish mailman, then it would be a problem. Yeah. So anyway, says Gemara, Gzeiru Mishum She'ela. So again, back in the context of our Gemara, what are we talking about over here? So we said, what's the problem with giving the Behema Gasu to the guy? What, you're worried he's going to do work with it on Shabbos? He's a guy, he's allowed to work with it on Shabbos. So what's your problem? Answers Gemara, Gzeiru Mishum She'ela Mishum Schiros. No, the problem is that we're afraid that you're going to lend it to him or rent it to him, and then it's still going to be your animal that he's doing work with on Shabbos. If we allow you to sell him your Behema Gasa, then people are going to think, okay, well, if I could own a Behema Gasa sales company, I could also start leasing Behema Gasas, right? Just like people do with cars. People who sell cars start going into the leasing business also once they realize that that's a lucrative business as well. So he's going to start leasing a Behema Gasa, and that's going to be a problem, because if you lease your Behema Gasa to him and he's going and using it on Shabbos, then it's still your animal, and that's going to be the problem of Maisa Shabbos. So says Gemara, She'ela Kanya Va'agra Kanya. But what are you talking about? Why should that be a problem? When he borrows it, he's been kona it. When he rents it, he's been kona it. So it's not your animal that he's working with. For the extent of his she'el and of his schirus, so he's the one that's really using it. So what should be the problem? Ella amar Rami b'reid raviv gzeira mishum nisyone. Now the gzeira is that when you're going to give him to take it for a test drive. And that's the problem. He's going to take it for the test drive on Shabbos. It's still going to belong to you. He hasn't yet rented it or borrowed it. And then when he takes it for the test drive, and then it's definitely still your animal. And that's going to be the problem. Sometimes you're going to try to do the business deal to sell it to him. Just as Shabbos is about to start. And you say, here, go. Take it for a spin. And the animal's going to hear your voice, the Jewish owner's voice, and the animal's going to go as a result of what the Jew is saying. And the animal's going to be willing to go. And then it's going to be an isser of mechamer, that you're going to be mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos. Mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos chayiv chatos. And for that, you're chayiv chatos. So that's going to be the big problem over here. Says Tosos, why are we suddenly switching to mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos? What about the fact that the guy is taking it for a test drive on Shabbos? What about the fact that that's a Shvisas Behema problem? Now all of a sudden we ignore Shvisas Behema and we go on to Mechamer. So Tosfos asks on the top, Vim Tomer Lomli Tami de Mechamer. Typically Mishum Shvisas Behema to Luchud. The reason of Shvisas Behema itself is a good enough reason. Va Omeri de Mishum Shvisas Behema to Luchud Lo Ave Asrin and Mechira De Les Be Yisr Kim Lefi Sha'a Mishum Nisyone. If the whole concern of this Mechira was only that moment where he's taking it for a test drive, For the concern of Shvisas Behema in such a narrow time period, we never would have made such a gezeira. V'dafka she'elo schiras asrin mishum Shvisas Behemto. Look, if we were concerned that you were going to lend it or rent it, which is an extended time period, so that we would ask for mishum Shvisas Behema. But once we establish that that's no longer a concern, that if you lend it or rent it, it's not a problem for him to use it on Shabbos, and the only concern is this very narrow time period, Shvisas Behema is not enough of a concern to be gozer mishum shvisas behema in such a tiny window of time. Why mishum dosa kol haShabbos aval mishum nisyoni deinbo Israel fisha lo asrin milav time of the mechamer dechamer tvei. But to be gozer for mechamer, even during that very narrow window of time, that makes sense to be gozer mishum mechamer. Why would we gozer mishum mechamer, not gozer mishum shvizas behema? Because mechamer is much more serious, Tosu says. Mechamer is a much more chumr dike iser. It's a much more severe iser. So that itself is somewhat perplexing. What makes mechamer a more severe iser than shvizas behema? So in general, Rashi writes that when a guy uses your behema to do malacha on Shabbos, it's a violation of a lo sase in the Torah, lo sase kol malacha, and the pasuk continues v'chol behemtecha. So it's an isra of a lo sase in the Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Aleph writes that shvisas behema is an asay. Pasuk says l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol behemtecha. Not an isra lav, but an isra asay. So shvisas behema itself is a shaila, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether it's a lo sase or an asay. Again, Tosos is saying mechamer is more severe than shvisas behema. So what's the pshat? So the Chidush Aran says the reason mechamer is more severe is because mechamer is avid isura begufei. You yourself are doing the isur with the animal. You're leading the animal. You're causing the animal to go. Whereas shvisas behema, you're not doing anything. The guy's doing all the work with your animal. He's making the animal work, and you're totally out of the picture. So in that sense, it's more chamur than shvisas behema. Now in the Meiri and the Chidushi Talmid Rabbein Yona, their Miyashiv Tosas Kasha in a different way. That they say, no, the difference between mechamer and shvisas behema is that the Gemara would rather associate the Isser over here with Mechamer because Mechamer is a lav. Shvisas Behema is only an assay. But as we pointed out, that's only Lashitas Rambam, that Shvisas Behema is only an assay. Lashitas Rashi, Shvisas Behema is also a los assay. The Rashash wants to explain that what Tosos means over here when he says that Mechamer is more Chamer is that Mechamer is an Isser lav and Shvisas Behema is an assay. Again, that only works according to the Rambam. It does not work according to Rashi. There is an innovative explanation of Tosos. The Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara has a totally different explanation of Tosos. Again, why is Mechamer more severe than Shvisas Behema? Why are Chazal more likely to be Gozer Mishum Mechamer than they are Mishum Shvisas Behema? So Cheshek Shlomo says, based on the suffix of the Prima Gadim in Aruch Chaim Simin Shin Gimel, Prima Gadim has a suffix whether Nashim are Mitzuvos on the Mitzvah Sasei of Shvisas Behema. Are women included in the mitzvah saseh of shvisas behema? So he says, because it could be a mitzvah shazman grama, right? It's a mitzvah saseh that's associated only on Shabbos, mitzvah shazman grama. Maybe women aren't commanded in it. So if you're going to say that women are not mitzuvos, so you understand why mechamer is more severe than shvisas behema. Shvisas behema is limited to only half of the Jewish population. It's only for men, it's not for women. Whereas mechamer is for everybody. Now it's a little bit shver to understand that sign, that a woman should not be chayv in shvisas behema. Yes, it's a mitzvah shazman grama, but so is kiddush, right? So, women are chayavos in mitzvah shazman grama related to Shabbos, and we assume why they chayv. So that's what the Ran writes in Masechta Shabbos, that when the Gemara darshins kol sheyeshno b'shamer yeshno b'zachar, that anyone who's included in shmirah Shabbos in the malachos of Shabbos is also included in zechiras Shabbos. It doesn't mean only zechiras Shabbos, only kiddush and avdalah. It means all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. That anyone who's included in the los asays of Shabbos is included in the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. That's what the Ran writes. That's why women are chayavos in suda shlishis and shalosh suudos on Shabbos and eating three meals on Shabbos. Why? It's not zachar. It's not zechira Shabbos to have three meals on Shabbos, but women are included in all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. It happens to be the Ran quotes it's machlokes rishonim. I think the Rabbeinu Tam says no, it's not because they're included in all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. It's because of afhein hayibosu anes for shalosh shudis. That's why women are included in shalosh shudis. So maybe if you hold that way, you would say that kol sheyeshno b'shmira nes of the man, that kol sheyeshno b'shmira yeshno b'zechira maybe only applies to kiddush and avdala. And all other mitzvahs of Shabbos, women would not be included. Shalosh shudis they're included because of afhein hayibosu anes. Right, so then you could say then they wouldn't be included in shvisas behema if it's in fact a mitzvah saseh. But you have to assume like that shita. Okay, anyway, so it says.
But mechamer seems so easy to get around. Mechamer's only if you talk in front of the behema and tell the behema to go.
Right, over here it's a gezeira mishum mechamer. We don't want you to sell an animal, a behema gasa, to a guy because a gezeira it's going to come to that right before Shabbos. Yeah. So maskvar of shisha brei dravidi uschirus mikanya. Wait a second. We made an assumption over here. We said that we're not worried that you're going to rent or lend it to the guy, because if you rent or lend it to the guy and then he uses the animal on Shabbos, That's not your problem. It's his animal during the period of his rental or the period of the loan. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Uschirus mikanya, is he kone when he rents an animal? Even in a place where we say that you're allowed to rent a home, a room to a non-Jew, that's only when he's not going to use it as a base dira. But for a base dira, if he plans on living there, it's aser because he's going to bring his avodah zarah in there. But wait a second, if when you rent it to him, it's his, when he brings his avodah zarah in there, it's to his own house. It's not your house anymore. So why is that a problem? If I own a building and I rent out apartments to different of the chavim, I have to be careful about what they bring into their apartment. It's their apartment. They're the owners of it. So why is it an issue? So it says, that's just for avodah zarah. Shiny avodah chavim, the chamir, the chsiv lo savi toev el beisecha. That's only for avodah zarah, where it's much more chamor. We have pasuk lo savi toev el beisecha. Now, Sof, if Schiris is Kanya, it's not Beisecha. So that's what the Ritva says, that over here, Avodah Chavim is Chabiri, because it says, Lo Yidbak B'yadcha Me'uma Min Acherim. That it's not really Lo Savi Toev El Beisecha alone, it's Lo Yidbak B'yadcha Me'uma. You shouldn't have any sort of connection, any sort of link whatsoever to the Avodah Zarah. Mask of Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Mishashio, Schiris Mikanya, but he says, let me push a little further. You mean to tell me that Schiris is Kone? Vatanan Yisrael, Shosachar Parame Kohen. Let's say Yisrael rents a cow from a Kohen. So can the Yisrael give the cow truma? Yachilena kashine truma. Yes, he's allowed to give the cow truma. Now, the halacha is, a Kohen is allowed to give his own animals truma, provided that the truma he's giving is not something that's good for human food. Right? If it's good for human food, then you're not supposed to give it to an animal. You're supposed to use it in its ideal way by having it eaten by human beings. But if it's something that's not so good for human consumption, so the Kohen is allowed to give his cow truma. A Yisrael is not allowed to give his cow truma. So Yisrael rents a cow from a guy, we're saying he's allowed to give it truma. What does that tell you? It tells you that when Yisrael rents a cow from a guy, the Yisrael has not been kona it. From a Kohen, rather. Yisrael rents a cow from a Kohen, that the Yisrael has not been kona it. That the cow belongs still to the Kohen. The Kohen should sacher par from Yisrael, and the exact opposite, when a Kohen rents a cow from Yisrael, afal pishem zono seha alav, even though the Kohen is responsible for feeding it, lo yachilen kashine truma, he can't give it truma. Why? Because the Yisrael is still the owner. You see that when you rent something, you have not acquired it. But if you hold Schirus as Kona, then why can't the Kohen give the animal truma to eat? After all, it's his own cow. Now, on the Yisrael side of things, we said when the Yisrael rents a cow from a Kohen, he is allowed to give it truma. But isn't Yisrael chayef to give all of his truma to a Kohen? So how could he give it truma? How could he give truma to this animal? He's chayef to give all the truma to a Kohen. So Rashi deals with that problem. Rashi says, he's not a gazlan by giving a truma, because truma is mamun she'in latovim. Truma, you can give to whichever Kohen you want. You don't have to give it to one Kohen over the other. So even though the Yisrael who rents the cow from a guy took on the responsibility to feed, from the Kohen rather, took on the responsibility to feed the cow, so by giving a truma, one might think, well, he's stealing from some Kohen who this truma should really go to. But no, since it could go to any Kohen, no Kohen could come and say, oh, that was my truma. And in fact, the Kohen from whom you've rented the cow is happy that you're giving it the truma, because he knows you're not going to be stingy, because you can't eat it anyway. You can't use it for your own behemoth anyway. So he knows you're going to give it berevach. So he says, you know what? If you're going to give it your truma, then I'll be happy to say that that truma is really the truma you've given to me, and I'll take on the achrayus of feeding it with that truma, right? It's ki'ilu, you gave it to that Kohen, and it's his, and he's fed it with the truma, because he's very happy that you're going to give it berevach, to give it so much food to eat. Okay, so anyway, but bottom line is, we see from here that schirus is not kone, el shmamina schirus lo kanya, says Gemara, yeah, that's in fact what we see, schirus is not kone, v'ash adam et schirus lo kanya, now that we've come to this maskana, that schirus is not kone, gzeri mishum schirus, gzeri mishum sheil, gzeri mishum nisyone, why is it that you're not allowed to give a behemagasa, sell a behemagasa to a non-Jew? It's not because, it's not only because he might take it for a test drive after Shkia on Friday afternoon. No, it's also because of Schirus. It's also because of Sheila, because we see that Schirus and Sheila are not Kone. It's still yours. And we're Goza that if you're going to come to, as we said before, if you're going to sell it to him, if we allow you to sell him Behemagasa, you may also start a leasing business of a Behemagasa. And when you lease it to him, he's going to use it on Shabbos. It's going to be a problem of Maisa Shabbos. Now, Tosafot points out, Our maskana therefore seems to be that schirus is not kona. Problem is the Gemara in Bava Tzia Nun Vav and Bei says schirus is yeshla ona'a, that schirus is subject to ona'a. Let's say I overcharge on a lease, right? I lease to you a behema for a price that's out of sight. So there, it is subject to the laws of ona'a. And how do we learn that? Because the pasuk says v'chisimkru memker lamisecha, and it doesn't just say v'chisimkru memker. So we see that we dash from the pasuk v'chisimkru memker that ona'a applies to schirus as well. From what? From the word mecher. So you see that schirus is a kind of sale. Doesn't that tell you schirus is kona? How come our Gemara comes to the maskana schirus is not kona? So it tells us the answer is two things. First of all, yesh lomar, demay de memker karina le lefi sha'a, hanu dafka l'gabe ona'a, dechsiv memker miyusar. By ona'a, there was an extra word of mecher. So if there's an extra word in the pasuk, okay, so we'll say if it's not going to apply to a regular mecher, we'll apply to a mecher lefi sha'a, like a schirus or a she'ela. Fine. But typically, mecher does not include schirus. It tells only gives one answer. I made a mistake. But by other places, we'll assume schirus is not going to be kona. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter, 7-8 lines before the end of the page. Rav Ada sharu luzvuni chamra ida disafsira. Rav Ada allowed selling an animal through an intermediary, through an agent. That if you're not selling the animal directly, then it's going to be okay. So even though it's asked to sell behem agasu to novik chavim, it's because of gzeira mishum sheila, mishum schirus, mishum nisyone. But if you have an intermediary, it's okay. Why? Imishum nisyone halo yada l'kalei dazal machmasei. What's the problem of taking it for a test drive? That the animal's going to hear the owner's voice and go because of the owner, and it's going to be a problem of machamer. But if the owner's not involved, it's just an agent that's doing the sale, so then there's no such concern. And if you're concerned that you're going to come to lend it or rent it, well, if it's not yours, you're not allowed to lend it. And if you're just an agent and it's not yours, you're not going to want to rent it. You're going to want to sell it. You also don't want to rent it, because if you're the one who's responsible for selling this item, by renting it, people are going to find out what all the weaknesses in the item are, and they're going to go publicizing that information, and it's going to be very difficult to sell. It's going to make it much more difficult to sell if you rent it out. And therefore, once there's an agent involved, we assume that it's only going to be sold, that it's not going to be rented anymore. Good. Rav Huna zaven ayi par lov kachavim. Rav Huna happened to have sold a para to novi kachavim. Amar le Rav Chista, my time of marachis. Rav Chista said, "What are you doing? That's usur. You're not allowed to sell a behema gasu to novi kachavim." Amar le emel l'shchita zavna. He says, "No, because I think when the novi kachavim was buying it, he wanted to shecht it right away. So we have no concern that he's going to be working with it on Shabbos. He was using it for shchita. That was the whole purpose." So umina temra damrin ki agavna. How do we know that that's okay? That when you know that he's going to use it for shechita, that's okay. Detnan beishamiyam lo yimkra dam paracha rashes b'shviyas ubeisil matirum neshayachal shochta. Because we say that you're not allowed to sell a para that's used for plowing during the Shemitah year, even to a Jew, because it's going to be used to a Jew who's chashur on this, because it's assumed that it's going to be used for avodah sakarka during Shemitah. But Basil says it's mutter because he can always shecht it. And since Shechita is okay, so there is a use that he can take it for that's okay. So the same thing over here. We should say the same halach over here about selling a behema gasa to a guy, that since he can use it for Shechita, it's going to be okay. Amar Rabba midami. How can you compare the two cases? When it comes to Shemitah, you have no chiyuv of shvisas behema during Shemitah. You're just not allowed to work the karka during Shemitah. But over here, you have your own issur of shvisas behema on Shabbos. As long as you're still the owner, it's going to be a problem with shvisas behema on Shabbos. So at any time you're mitzuva on the shvisa of that behema, we're going to say that it's automatically usher to sell it. By a field, your person is not allowed, it has a mitzvah of shvisa sadehu during Shemitah, and yet Beis Hillel allows you to sell a field during Shemitah. So we see not every time that something that you have a mitzvah of shvisa on that item is it necessarily usher to sell it. Ravashi says in the other half of your statement was also incorrect. Anytime a person has no mitzvah, it's of shvisa, it's going to be mutter necessarily. Vare kelim, they know the mitzvah of shvisas kelim b'shvias. There's no mitzvah of shvisas kelim during Shemitah year. Utanan eluin kelim sheinod the rashi lemokrim b'shvias ha'machrisha v'kol kelah ol v'amizra v'adakar. There are a whole bunch of farm implements that you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah year, even though you're not mitzvah on the shvisa. So don't tell me that the chilik between selling an animal during Shemitah and selling an animal prior to Shabbos that a guy might use on Shabbos, that the chilek is that you mitzuva on Shvisas Behema, but you're not by Shabbos, but you're not mitzuva on Shvisas Behema by Shvias. Whether you're mitzuva on the Shvisa of the Behema should have no bearing whatsoever on whether you're allowed to sell it, as is evidenced by the laws of Shvias, that you're mitzuva on Shvisas Sadehu and you're allowed to sell it, you're not mitzuva on Shvisas Kalev and you're not allowed to sell them. So, hello, Amar Ravashi, Kalecha Dika the Mitla Talinan, Viaval Gav de Mitzuva, Kalecha de Lekal the Mitli Lo Talinan, Aval Gav de Ena Mitzuva. No, the real rule is as follows. Anytime you could be told that he's going to use this for a purpose that is not problematic, then you're allowed to be told that he's going to use it for a purpose that's not problematic. But any time that there's nothing else to be told, I'm selling him farm implements that can only be used to work the karka. What am I supposed to assume? Of course he's going to use it to work the karka. So there, where there's no other taliyah, there's nothing else we can possibly come up with why it would be with what he's going to do with it. So that's when it's going to be asir. Fine. Period. Just one quick point. Tosos on the bottom of Amud Aleph says that Lufi Maskanas HaTalmud, that you're allowed to sell through an agent because the animal doesn't recognize your voice. So he says it's Nicha Degam Behema Shalanu Einun Makiros Bikaleinu. He says therefore for us we're allowed to sell even without an agent because most of our animals don't recognize our voice anyway. That's Tosfos Chiddush. So all the Achronim ask, that's a very strange Chiddush, because we generally assume that any Gezerah that Chazal made, even if the Batal Atam, the Gezerah, is still in place. So you have to go carefully through what the rules are, when the Tam is gone, when the Gezerah is still going to apply, when it's not going to apply. Tosfos says in Maseches Beitzah that it's no longer Asur to clap and dance on Shabbos, because the whole Isra was because you might come to be Mesakin Kli Shir, and most of us don't know how to fix our musical instruments anyway, so there's no reason for the Gezerah anymore. So that's what a lot of the Achronim have that discussion. When do we say that the Gezerah is still in effect? When do we say the Gezerah is not in effect anymore? Rav Shapta has a nice piece on this in Eretz HaTzvi. Again, no time for it right now, but just to alert you to that issue that comes up on this daf. So let's see the Gemara weiter. Rabba Zavna Hu Chamra Li Yisrael HaChashulim Karlov Chavim. Rabba sold the Chamra to a Jew who was chashed to then turn around and sell it to a guy. Amalei Abaye, my time of in Marahakti. So Abaye said, why did you do that? Amalei Anoli Yisraelzvin. He said, what do you mean? I sold it to a Jew. I didn't sell it to a guy. Amalei Va'azul Masmalei Lovik Chavim. He said, yeah, but the Jew's going to go and sell it to a guy. Lovik Chavim Kamazman Li Yisrael. Lokamazman. He says, how do you know he's going to sell it to a guy? Maybe he'll sell it to another Jew who won't work with it on Shabbos and who will be good. How do you know that he's going to sell it to another guy? So if you look at Tos, Lovik Chavim Masman Li Yisrael, Lomazman on the bottom, he says, Maskana Maskin into Asulam is Mali Yisrael. The maskana of the Gemara is that you're not allowed to sell it to Yisrael who's chashud to sell it to a guy. So Frek tells us, but isn't that lifnei de lifnei? Didn't we say lifnei yiver is aser? But lifnei de lifnei, to cause someone who's going to cause someone else to do an iser, is okay. So Tos says that's only for a guy. But for a Jew, whenever you cause a Jew to violate an iser, even if it's very indirect, it's always going to be a problem. Lefnei de lefnei is only a heter for a non-Jew. It's not a heter for a Jew. So anyway, that where the minig is to sell a behema daka to kuti, we do sell, and where the minig is not to sell, we don't sell. My time, so what's the reason? If the concern is that they're going to engage in bestiality, umi chashidi, are kutim suspected of that? You shouldn't leave an ovid chavim to have yichud with an animal, even male ovid chavim with male animal or female with female. And certainly with different genders, and you shouldn't give your animal to their shepherds. You shouldn't let them have yichud with them. You also shouldn't give them your child to teach them anything. But by a kuti, it's no problem to leave your behemoth with a kuti, because the kuti is not going to be engaged in revia, in bestiality. Most in behemoth the roshel, and you can give your animal to their shepherds. They can have yichud with the animal, and you can give them a child to learn with. So you see that a kuti is not chashud on revia. So va'otanya, and we see further brisa, ein mochlem lo zayin v'lo klei zayin v'ein mashkizin lenas zayin. You're not allowed to sell to an ovid kochavim weapons. Vein mochlem lo sadim v'lo kulrin v'lo kavolim v'lo shalshlo shal barzel, or other types of chains that they use to take prisoners. Echad ovid kochavim v'echad kuti, and that applies not only to an ovid kochavim but also to a kuti. My taima. If it's because they're chashan and shvichas damim, umi chashidi, are they really chashan and shvichas damim? We said you're allowed to be alone in a room with them. So obviously they're not chashan and shvichas damim, otherwise we would never let you be alone with them, with the kuti. No, the concern is that if you sell the chains to the kuti, he's going to go, or the weapons to the kuti, he's going to turn around and sell them to the novik chavim. So don't you see from there that even if you sell it to someone who's then going to turn around to sell it to someone else, that that's a problem? So how could you go sell it to a Jew who's going to then go sell it to an Ovid Kochavim? Isn't that a problem with the Behema? So maybe you're going to tell me, no, there's a difference. A Kuti is Vaday going to sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. He's not going to do Tshuva. But a Yisrael, even if he's a Jew who's chashed on these type of things, you can always hold that hope that he's going to do Tshuva and he's not going to, as in Yana Dioma, Tshuva, right? Oh, he's going to do Tshuva and he's not going to go sell it. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Kedarik Shamru Asulim Kalovik Chavim, Kach Asulim Kal Yisrael, Chashulim Kalovik Chavim. But we know that that's not so. You're not allowed to sell it to a Jew who's chashed to sell it to Novik Chavim. So as soon as he heard this, he realized that what he had done was wrong. Selling it to a Jew who's chashed, who's then going to go turn around and sell it to Novik Chavim, he realized was a terrible thing. Rod Basrei Tlasa Parsi Bikadami Parsi Bikali, he ran after him three parsos, or one parsa in sand, which is like running three parsos, in order to try to renege on the sale, and he didn't catch up to him. But again, the second time in today's daf, we see an Amora admits that he made a mistake, and he tried to be chozer on the mistake that he had made. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.